what the people are looking for.
I think so.
I keep thinking that we're going to run out of these absolute hit shows. And I was like, hey, man, maybe we could just shoot this tomorrow, or maybe, like, because I got to go. And then Will's like, nah. He said, today's the day. It's bigger and better than ever. And I was like, really? What can you possibly have here today that is so crazy, so good? Because I know we get the launch thing tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
With the folding and the flipping and the Samsung event.
Mm-hmm.
That's tomorrow morning. And you're going to publish this ASAP because how big this deal is right now.
Yeah, you know what? I just feel like there's a lot of timely stuff that just came like a whirlwind. And we have to talk
about about ASAP.
Mm-hmm.
Did you just say whirlwind?
Uh-huh.
Instead of
I like that name.
Instead of whirlwind? That's even bigger. It's the whole world. The whole world is covered in wind.
A nice gust of wind.
You are like imbecile.
You're not gonna let that go, are you? That is a pretty funny term.
No, it's just it's the way, it's the fact that you're calling somebody else an imbecile, but even your language is not correct. It's just so perfect. It's like, oh my.
And the term imbecile.
The term is hilarious. I'm sure there's somebody who's offended by it, but in the context of Will, it's hilarious because obviously you're not that thing, but it's just funny commenters. Sometimes it just strikes a chord, as they say.
Yeah.
And that one struck a chord. It touched me right on the chord. iPhone 13 cameras, portrait mode, video could be coming to Apple's next iPhone. We saw this, right? I've seen some early examples of portrait mode video. We did it on a recent phone, and I'm going to have to ask Mo exactly which phone it was because I can't remember at this moment. He's yelling. What did he say?
OnePlus 9.
Really? The OnePlus 9 had portrait mode video, Mo? Are you going on the record? Whatever. He's going on the record, sort of halfway on the record, but OnePlus 9 or OnePlus Nord?
I think it
OnePlus 9, he says.
Is it the 9?
All right, maybe the Nord had it too. Anyway, I don't know. Mo's down there. He's so far away yelling and screaming and shouting. But
sure.
We've seen it, all right? It popped up in the software, a couple different phones, and they did it on the photos, and they do it on the video. And they say, hey, check out how cool the portrait mode video is. And Apple, they want to get involved, as you would, as they did with portrait photos.
Mm-hmm.
Now, portrait mode video is kind of pretty magic when you see it because it simulates this bokeh effect. It simulates this wide aperture, which typically you would have on a cinema type camera, on a type of camera that you might use, Willie, doing a show like this.
Mm-hmm.
You got all these Sony A1s pointing at yourself. How rude.
Yeah, it's too ridiculous here.
And it's just overkill is what it is.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes that can be, sometimes overkill can feel good because you're like, you know, I got all this horsepower here.
Right.
I don't need to be speeding all the time. I got all this horsepower just in case.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get artistic. You're ready to go in a pinch, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm trying to find this.
No, you can't.
Is it?
Mo has no idea what he's talking about down there. Look at him marching around down there. You take a glance down there. I mean, he's all the way down there. And he could say anything. He could shout anything at us.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it could have been, maybe they added it to the software after the fact, but we definitely demoed it recently. I don't know if that was the device or not. And so Apple wants to get in there. People can feel like they got an expensive cinema camera. Really, they just have their iPhone. And all of a sudden, their movies and their stories. I'm going to post some stories. You know what, Will? I might post a story.
That sounds delightful.
Just headbutted the microphone because of stories, because of the word stories and the posting of stories all over the place. I had to headbutt the microphone. Mm. I'm not going to post a story, and I'm not going to post a portrait mode story. You know that? I don't have to. I don't want to, so I'm not going to.
Yeah, you have the freedom to. Or not.
To or not to.
Uh-huh.
Well done.
Good for you.
What do they say here? Updated filter system to help the look and color of your picture. A new way to record higher quality video called ProRes. Called ProRes? Wait a second. You just came into our department now.
Uh-huh.
Called ProRes. We've been goofing with ProRes for 27 years.
Mm-hmm. We've been goofing. Dawn of time.
ProRes 422, 422 HQ, ProRes 444, 422 LT. It's light for you. Yeah, we've been goofing around because we've been editing the videos.
Yes.
ProRes is one heck of a format when you're into the editing of the videos. But now they want to let the iPhone people into it. They want to say.
You can be a creator too.
ProRes, not just for pros, because you're a pro.
Yeah.
And your stories should be more pro.
Just res it up.
Yeah, well. Anyway, ProRes is a... compared to what the file format that you would typically be recording video in on your phone, ProRes is going to create larger files. However, they're going to be easier to work with if you want to get into color correction or editing and then spitting it out to other formats and such. Obviously, there's another level beyond ProRes if you want to get crazy with it, which is RAW. And then you're going to have some enormous file sizes. But I think for the average person, the key... development here would be portrait video. That's all they. That's what they would care about.
And it would be 4K ProRes, right? Is that big too?
ProRes, yeah, 4K ProRes is big. Now, all of a sudden, what are people going to do? They got to get the large files. They got to get the large storage space.
Apple's plan.
Now I got to buy the 512 or the 1 terabyte, and I'm storing all the ProRes. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm probably just going to have some Sony A1s.
Mm-hmm.
Myself.
Yeah.
But I might goof around. Today's sponsor is Honey. You know about Honey at this point. I'm sure you do. If you don't, it's about time you get it installed over there on your browser. It takes 2 seconds to do it. And then the savings, they just flow in. You just keep living your life shopping online as you normally would. I know you're a big Honey guy. Well, in the past, you saved money on Burton snowboarding stuff. You even doubled down one time. You tried to pile up. You put 2 promo codes on one thing thanks to Honey.
Saved a couple hundred.
You were just feeling yourself at that moment. You were rubbing your belly at that moment.
Yeah, quite physically.
You double saved. We all shop online, and we've all seen that promo code field taunt us at checkout. With Honey, you don't have to manually search for coupon codes anymore. It'll do it on its own in the background and get the best savings for you, no matter where you're shopping. It's an incredible, they got 30,000 stores online, gaming products, tech products, wherever you're shopping. This is only going to take you a few seconds to get up and running, and it's completely free. All you got to do is go to joinhoney.com/loulater. That's joinhoney.com/loulater. If you don't have Honey yet, you're going to be straight up missing out on free savings. It's joinhoney.com/loulater to get Honey for free. It's completely free. Xiaomi's Mi Mix 4 packs an underscreen camera inside of a ceramic body.
So I couldn't find any. There was a launch event today, just a couple hours ago.
Is this the type of breaking news you're talking about?
Yes, one of them.
Breaking news with Willy Do. Yes.
So I couldn't find any videos except for one. This unboxing by 5M Gadget.
Let's go. And oh, and there's a lot of shaking there. Go back. Don't get carried away. Don't miss the chemo. Watch this.
There you go.
Trying to get it out of there, but he did. And the Mix it's a premium brand for Xiaomi. So look
at this. It's got some killer specs.
Yeah, look at this experience right here. The black box with the gold font, the huge camera unit, the huge bulging camera unit.
So I wanted to look at the under display camera. This person shows it a little bit. You don't see it. It's actually quite impressive, at least in this video.
Yeah, but they're not really trying to show it.
It's hard to see because...
Yeah, look what he's doing. Look at this. Look at this cropping right here.
But okay,
here we go. Yeah, I see it. But no, I hear you though.
It's not as offensive.
Hey man,
as
some other ones. I hear you.
Yeah, it's hard to see, but go check out the video and see for yourself. It's pretty good.
Pretty good. Yes, it is the future. I don't know how long it's going to take to be perfect, but when you see a display and it doesn't have to have a giant hole punch staring back at you, you say to yourself, oh, this is kind of like what happened with the notches.
Uh-huh.
And you just imagine that, okay, like, yeah, maybe right now there's some minor drawback, which is the tiny amount of visibility that's there. But certainly, as these things improve, you just imagine it being a superior thing if it can be invisible underneath there. And then the implications there. If all of a sudden you have cameras under screens and they work really well, what are some implications there?
Yeah.
Anyway, what else does it have? It has the slimmest ceramic unibody smartphone ever. 6.67-inch, 2400 by 1080 screen that stealthily hides a 20-megapixel selfie camera underneath a near-indistinguishable patch of pixels. It's the same 400 ppi pixel density. Wow, that's really weird up close. Look at it.
Yeah.
Looks so futuristic up close. I love it. That could be a piece of art right there. You could hang that on the wall right there. You blow that right up.
Yeah.
You put that in your living room, Will?
Uh-huh.
Guy like you?
I would stare at it all day.
Guy like you?
Uh-huh.
The screen itself is otherwise very much the same. Yeah, it's got a lot of 10-bit HDR, 10+, 120 hertz, 480 hertz touch sampling. Gamers!
The charging is pretty intense, too.
What do you got?
Charges in 15 minutes, apparently.
Well, they got, is it 50 watt? Boost mode, 21. 50 watt wireless and 120 wired on a 4500 milliamp hour battery, 108 megapixel main camera. I'm getting all carried away over here.
This is a very nice phone. I want this. Can I have one?
Yeah, you can go for it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
I just
have
gotta
one.
Go to China to get it.
No, they'll send you one.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you're Willy Doo after all. Guy I mean, like you, remember? You're putting the artwork on the wall. I think they can, the least they can do is send you a phone.
Yeah. Come on, John.
Scroll up. Let me just get the rest of the specs. I saw some. There you go. Okay. 888 plus Snapdragon, obviously. LPDDR5 RAM from 8 gigs to 12 and up to 512 gigs of storage. 5G is in there. It's got to be in there. All right. I mean, yeah. What's not to like?
Mm-hmm.
And the promise of this all screen thing is finally happening. Because I remember goofing with the stuff when it was just concept phone.
Yeah.
Oh, you want me to say the price? Starting at $970? Oh, starting at $770.
It's not bad.
You're buying one.
Yeah. Less than a grand for the 12 gigabyte.
They made 12? This for you. Remember that guy's YouTube channel? He used to say that. I made this for you. Oh.
He's yelling at you?
Wow, Mo's really involved today. He's yelling again. And he said Julian Smith, and he's correct.
Julian Smith.
That you weren't Shout part out. Of that YouTube era. That's old YouTube, man.
No, I think I passed it.
That's 300 years
unfortunately.
Ago.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, but that guy made he put some stuff out. I'll tell you that much.
Mm.
Be cool to see what he's up to these days. Anyway.
Yeah.
CyberDog is a new ominous looking robot from Xiaomi, leaning into the RoboCop vibe. Yeah, I like the look of it. I mean, obviously it's. Very spot inspired, a little bit less yellow. That's just a cool image they created there.
It is, yeah.
With that like circle thing going on. I mean, what else can you do? So many categories are like this where you start with the original and then it's like, how else can we do this? We could do it exactly the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems to work. And then they're like, or it could fly and have propellers and
something really outrageous.
Tracks. It could be a tank or. And then they're like, nope, the way that they were doing it was good.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a dog, and it's a cyber dog in this case.
So they really want to push the fact that it's not an industrial working robot.
Was it a pet?
It's a pet. At least that's what they claim in this article here. It's not really utilized, but it could, I guess.
It's a pet.
Yeah. It's not really utilitarian, but it could be.
The pet thing is kind of cool, but it's also kind of confusing. Because, like, these things, what are they, 10 grand?
This one.
Oh, never mind.
So it's only 1,000 units.
$1,500? But... never mind. Mm. Is it smaller than Spot?
It looks smaller.
Yes. Right.
There's no...
scale. There's no banana for scale. Okay, so it's a tiny Spot. It's pet-like, and you only got to spend $1,000? I'll take it. That's fine. Yeah, okay.
Would this be really cool in your property and just having it patrol it?
Oh, it's like a security guard?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
It would look, it would be menacing too.
Or even in here.
Yeah.
Bzz, bzz, and you know what? It doesn't bark.
Yeah, it's just trotting along.
Like all these dogs we have in here, they're constantly barking.
Yeah.
And before we
start, you gotta feed them.
Before we started shooting the show, I said, you know what? Is today a barky day for Otis? And you said, absolutely not. You said, he's trained now and he'll never do that ever again. And I said, now that you said that, he's definitely going to bark.
Yeah, I need to knock on wood somewhere. But
so, but people want to know on the record, have you just guaranteed that Otis will never bark again?
He's doing well so far. He's sleeping right beside. So,
so that's a guarantee.
I'll do my best.
So that's a guarantee then?
Mm-hmm.
People can hold you to that.
Yeah.
We're going to see some comments roll in if they hear any little peep. Mm-hmm. Any little disturbance.
I'm going to be called an imbecile.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cyberdog. Go so back up. Exists. Let's go. Cyberdog can analyze its surroundings in real time, create navigational maps, plot its destination, and avoid obstacles. Coupled with human posture and face recognition tracking, CyberDog is capable of following its owner and darting around obstacles. Obstructions is the word that it says. I just assumed it was going to be obstacles. Yeah, it's, listen, it's like Spot. It's a low-tech budget Spot, and I guess it's smaller by the looks of it. And I just never seen one this cheap. So what happens when these are cheap? Does everybody have them? Do we figure out things to do with them? I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. But at $1,500, it's obviously just far more approachable for the vast majority of people. I don't know what Boston Dynamics thinks about all this. Look at, he's kick flipping.
So this is another company called Unitree. Mm-hmm. And they make a similar dog.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess one day these things are just, that was pretty sick.
That's pretty cool. Eh?
Backflips. One day these things are all over the place, right, Will?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. I can just imagine.
I'm glad we established that. Yeah. OnePlus is trying to jump on Samsung's folding phone hype. Stop it.
So they just tweeted it out. Or it's on their Instagram. Look at that. It's coming out tomorrow.
No, it's not.
They're launching it tomorrow.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No, stop it, Will.
Look.
Yeah, they're not launching. They're going to say, hey, we can work on stuff. They're going to...
It's an event.
Yeah, it's an early date. I don't know. I mean, maybe you're right.
Right at the same time Samsung's event.
They're trying to obviously steal some thunder there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they are... That happens from time to time. There's a big announcement taking place, and then they're like, you know what?
Yeah, we could do stuff, too.
Let's make some noise.
Mm-hmm.
Because now would be a good time, but it kind of looks like it's two phones glued together, though.
Right. Yeah, there's a seam.
What I mean to say is it looks like two individual displays. Because look at the background. It doesn't merge. The video isn't actually playing across both.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
they're doing a dual screen phone, which I've messed around with some of these things. Shout out to the guy in China one time that was like, hey, man, I bought this ZTE dual screen phone because I saw it on your channel.
Oh, the burger joint guy.
The burger joint guy. I wonder if he still runs that place in Shenzhen. I wonder if he still runs that place.
Shout out.
He had some burgers, though.
Mm. Yeah, they were good.
The man had some burgers. So I would assume he could still be there if he wanted to because people are going to find burgers like that.
Uh-huh.
And shout out Scotty from Strange Parts, who was there with the chaperone and the backpack and whatever else he had going on.
Mm-hmm.
and take us to the electronics market, have the burger. There might have been a pint of beer involved.
Yeah.
And that guy had the ZTE. He ran a restaurant. He came up, he showed me, I did this because of you.
And he liked it.
And it was a dual display.
Yeah.
I don't know if he liked it or if he was like blaming me for something.
I heard he liked it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He showed me.
Oh.
On a separate occasion.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's true. He was saying that to anyone.
Anyone who would listen.
His story. Like, I saw this video. I bought this thing. There were probably a few pints of beer involved,
mm-hmm.
I would guess.
Oh, yeah. Definitely me.
Might have been karaoke involved. I don't know what was going on, but the man had some burgers.
Mm-hmm.
It's the main takeaway. AMC Theaters to accept Bitcoin by the end of 2021. Double meme. It's a multiplier effect. You become the meme stock. What are they calling it? Not a meme stock. What is it?
Yeah.
Like a meme coin, meme stock. Is that what they're doing?
Sure. Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, but AMC felt kind of real because, and maybe it is, it's obviously overblown, but the idea of investing in a movie theater company as you're emerging from a pandemic, from a business perspective, is kind of makes sense.
I guess it's time to take risks at that point, right?
No, I just mean because presumably the business is going to rebound now that they're allowed to have customers come back, that it would be in an all-time low.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, everything is so weird because of GameStop and everything else that it becomes hard to distinguish the
sure.
real portion from the meme portion.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, people are still shorting the stock. So
many games going on.
It's still a meme.
What happened to you? Are you involved or what happened to you?
I think I still have some stock in AMC.
Easy.
Yeah.
Shouting.
Just a little bit.
Holy moly. Yeah.
To the moon.
Just casually. I got it. I don't know. I probably got a few shares over here, over there.
Couple million.
Yeah. I don't know. I probably pushed a couple million that direction at one time. You want to check up on it? I don't know. One day.
Definitely not shorting it.
Jeez. The theater chain will start accepting Apple Pay and Google Pay as well. But there's still plenty of important questions. The increased knowledge has given me the confidence to tell you all today that AMC is hereby formally announcing on this call that by year's end, we will have the information technology systems in place to accept Bitcoin. Well, it'll just be an exchange. It'll be quickly exchanging for, like, unless they plan on holding crypto. But otherwise, I presume they would, at the time of transaction, exchange the crypto into dollars.
Yeah, apparently there, you know, in this article, it talks about the transaction fees and how it can fluctuate a lot from, at this point, what, $2.50 to, like, was it $62 per transaction? So imagine you're buying a ticket and it's like $70 more. Or
something. Well, at the beginning when they said questions remain, this is probably what they're talking
exactly.
about.
Yeah.
But AMC at this point, I think they're trying to ride this wave, Wall Street Bets, crypto meme town, and they could figure out a profitable way to do it and enhance people's experiences who really want a real world way to utilize their crypto. And so long as the exchange rate, and if they were just able to manage it in such a fashion, if they're willing to hold crypto, because then they can
have a pool of funds.
They can hedge and trade and transact when it's beneficial to them. But it is still, for the time being, a bit of a nightmare on the day-to-day from the accounting side. Their accountants are like, please don't do this.
Yeah.
They're like, we're the meme stock. We got to do it. It's 2021. Have you been on the internet? Have you heard of Reddit? They're talking to the accountants right now. And the accountants are like, please, please don't do this.
The CEO is just yelling Doge.
Yeah.
Top of his yelling.
Pretty much. It's just a big picture of Elon Musk. They're like, fine. They're fine. Do it. We'll figure it out. Yeah. Jeez. Figure it out.
Yeah.
Amazon Lottery offers vaccinated workers cars and $500,000 in cash. I presume that that's a chance to win it. That's two episodes in a row. You're talking about incentivizing vaccinations. We were talking about the teens getting the AirPods in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
If they show up to get a needle. And here you have Amazon trying to incentivize such. They'll offer cash prizes as much as $500,000, as well as cars and vacation packages to frontline employees who can prove they have been vaccinated. Unwilling so far to mandate vaccinations for its 1.3 million person workforce. Mm-hmm. Oh, just running a company with 1.3 million employees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no big deal.
Just
get vaxxed. We'll give you a car.
Oh, the world's largest online retailer is hoping a corporate lottery called Max Your Vax. Come on, for real? Mm. Max Your Vax will persuade holdouts to get the jab. The announcement, a copy of which was seen Friday by Bloomberg, came the same day that Amazon said that starting August 9th, workers would have to wear masks in its logistics facilities, regardless of vaccination status. A reflection of the severity of the spreading Delta variant of the coronavirus, vaccinated workers had been able to work at Amazon mask-free since late May, so the masks come back. Thanks to Delta and Delta Plus. Mm. Did you see in the Twitch chat when I put the Delta Plus, but it was as a Disney Plus logo?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're canceled.
Am I canceled for that? Oh, we got a mark!
Couldn't make it one episode, buddy.
I told you when you brought it up that we were dead. It's when you say it, somehow you have supplied the necessary energy.
He just knows.
He knows too well. Yeah. He's like, hey, they're talking about me barking again.
Maybe I'll show him.
Show them what I can do. And of course, now you got COVID interested and it's a complete disaster. The whole place is burning down here. And even after Willie Doo's incredible guarantees. So I don't know if we can take your advice anymore. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm canceled.
I won't be placing any bets based on your predictions after this.
Yeah, please don't.
Anyway, so they previously offered $80 and now they're like, hey, let's just do a complete, let's do a contest here. Imagine if people could win one of two $500,000 cash prizes or six $100,000 awards, five new vehicles and five vaccination packages, vacation Thanks for getting vaccinated. You've now won five free vaccination packages.
I don't know if one person wins all five.
I'm saying vaccination packages. I'm joking, not vacation. You didn't catch that?
I didn't catch that.
Two times I said, yes, vacation, five separate vacation packages. And each vacation comes with a complimentary vaccination. Mm. The idea of vaccinations being tied to vacations, it seems like just such a weird connection that I never...
With the traveling?
Because, you know, I've been living 36 years or 35 and a bit. And just, this is so normal for me to read this now because of what the last year, 2 years has been like. Mm-hmm. But in reality, it's so wild that we're talking about prizes and a sweepstakes in exchange for a vaccination. Two episodes in a row and different types of incentives. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it feels like I'm talking about roll up the rim at Tim Hortons right now. Uh-huh. One of three brand new.
You get a free donut.
Toyota Sienna minivans. And you're just like.
Well, there has to be some sort of incentive. I mean, I guess as a company, you don't want to hear about, you know, all these people getting sick.
No, I just, I mean, come on. What are we going to do? Yeah. We're good here. Rivian R1T buyers get their first opportunity to experience the electric pickup. You want to know what happened to me today? I got absolutely iced by Tesla. Tesla iced me.
How?
Because I got an email saying, we apologize for the delay on your recent order. We'd like to let you know that there's an update to your delivery status. Check your account on Tesla.com to see what's going on. And I'm like, whoa, okay, cool. Something actually happened.
You look at
I have three Teslas that are on order right now, okay?
Really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, the Cybertruck and your Plaid and your Plaid Plus.
Because they just converted it and they said, just leave it because we don't know what's going to come first. Mm-hmm. And anyway, obviously I'm not keeping. Anyway, so I go check and there's no update on anything.
Status is just iced.
it still says preparing. Nothing changed. They Rickrolled me. Mm. They're ice cold killers over there. They've been mm-hmm. watching this show and they saw me talking about it, the delivery experience, and how I have no updates or anything. And they're like, "Oh, hi, try this one on right here."
Yeah, let's have a funny.
Wow. Anyway, okay. Yes, Rivian. Rivian is gonna let you try. They're delaying deliveries, but they want you to know it's for real. Please don't cancel. Please don't cancel your delivery. So,
go
ahead. You go ahead. Well,
so this is happening in Normal, Illinois.
That's where they're based out of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool name. And they built a track here and invited a couple people who pre-ordered.
Right.
And just let them have it. Just let them have fun driving on this track. They have this giant ramp that they can go off of. And it's just a fun time.
Yeah, they get to make the content out of it too. So they get free actors for their commercial.
Exactly, yeah.
And those actors happen
to be real reactions.
They happen to be owners who are eventually going to get it, or buyers who will eventually be owners. Mm-hmm. And they get to, kind of bust it around this track in a way they might not even get to do once they own it, mm-hmm. because not many people have access to a track like that. So yeah, it makes for a good 58-second ad. However, a lot of them are going to leave there thinking, man, I really wish I just had the truck.
I wish I could drive home.
Yeah, it would be a lot. It would be really cool if I had this truck right now. Mm-hmm. But you know me, man, I'm a fan of all this stuff. So I look at that and I get pumped up too. I'm like, yeah, I'll take one of those.
Yeah.
This one looks good, Rivian. So I don't know what the heck's coming first. You saw this Tesla officially delayed production on the Cybertruck to 2022 to start production. Mm-hmm. So I went on Twitter. I was like, okay. What comes first, F-150 Lightning or Cybertruck? And of course, everyone's like F-150 Lightning. Mm-hmm. And then this one's in the mix. Which one actually arrives without delay?
Exactly.
I mean, actually arrives.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll have to see.
Let's make it happen.
I Am Legend screenwriter forced to tell anti-vaxxers his zombie movie is fake. Oh, you're going out on a limb on this one. You're walking on a tightrope on this one.
This one's a fun one.
Because we just had the topic with the Amazon thing. Mm-hmm. Now you're going straight science fiction or zombie over here.
So did you watch this movie?
Absolutely not.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, wow. It was actually a pretty good movie.
You just feel like I would have watched it.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
It would have been one of your...
You know what's crazy is it's 2007 it came out. Mm-hmm. Wow. Somehow I missed it. I don't know. I didn't watch it.
Okay. So a little bit of a spoiler here. They try to cure cancer. But the vaccine ended up making people zombies. So a lot of anti-vaxxers...
They love it.
...thought this was a documentary.
Right. The screenwriter who penned the 2007 zombie movie I Am Legend starring Will Smith has been forced to clarify something on Twitter. Oh my God. There's three periods there as well. It's a movie. I made that up. It's not real. He tweeted Monday night. He had to clarify that the movie wasn't real.
Yes.
The meme incorrectly asserts that zombies were created in the movie from a vaccination program gone awry, as though that would have some relevance to the real-world COVID-19 pandemic, which has sickened at least 203 million people globally and killed 4.3 million. Okay, so this started with a meme, and then people believed the meme?
Something like that, yeah.
Remember in I Am Legend, the sickness didn't make the zombies. The vaccination did. Oh,
the thinking emoji.
Yeah, thinking emoji and conspiracy theory goes hand in hand. Curious, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, look, it's the internet, man. You got millions and millions and billions of people on the internet. People are going to talk and do what they want. They're going to share and do what they want. It's the best part about it. It's the worst part about it. It's you can't police this thing. I mean, people have tried. You're going to go crazy trying to police this thing. the memes flow like fine wine.
Oh yeah, it's a fun time.
It's actually wine that flows like a river. What movie is that? In the wine was flowing. Is this anywhere inside your brain, or are you just pretending to be interested in the reference?
I'm trying to think. Nothing comes up in my data bank.
Where the wine flows like water? It doesn't matter. The point being is, on the internet, there's a lot of wine.
And it's flowing.